16 people gather at the River of Life Church at 525 South Boulevard in Idaho Falls. It's 6:30 on a Tuesday evening. I walk into the chapel, and in the back corner, chairs are formed in a circle, surrounding a table. On the table are a few Bibles for people to use. There's also a plate of cookies, banana bread, and a pitcher of water. Clearly, the meeting is intended to be discussion-based, comfortable, and very informal. Gordon Boyle, the guest pastor for the night, begins the meeting by asking everyone to introduce themselves to the group. They go around the entire circle, and then Boyle begins the meeting with a prayer.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your word. Leads and guides us, and I thank you for the folks you've brought here tonight.
Most of the people in attendance are men, and some of them are packing. The one thing they have in common is their occupation. All of them currently work in or recently retired from a career in law enforcement. Multiple women and children are in the circle as well, but they're all there for one purpose: to worship and study the Word of God in their own way and on their own terms.
And we just pray that as we go through your Word, you would teach us little things that maybe we need to know and help us to have that kind of understanding of who you are, why you came, and what that means to each of us. So thank you for your Word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to Finding Faith, a podcast exploring the history, culture, and beliefs of different denominations in eastern Idaho. I'm Rhett Nelson, and today we explore Cop Church. In this episode, we learn how it came about, how it brings a special bond for the men in blue, and at the same time, a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. Ago, when I first came to work for EastIdahoNews.com, I spoke with a man named David Kite. Kite is the pastor of four different congregations that cater specifically to cowboys. The idea behind it was to make church more convenient and accommodating for people living the cowboy lifestyle. Cop Church is very similar.
You don't have to be a cowboy to go to cowboy church, but you know what you're going to get when you get there. There's going to be cowboys there.
That's Tim Rupp, pastor of the Cop Church. He says the church is open to anyone who wants to attend, but it caters specifically to cops.
And so don't go to a cop church and complain about police officers being there. That's what's going to be there, and we're going to try to worship the Lord together.
Tim Rupp brought Cop Church to Idaho Falls about 2.5 years ago. About 12 years ago, Rupp was a police officer for the San Antonio, Texas Police Department. While there, he felt the call to minister and began working part-time as a pastor. He eventually felt a desire to do it full-time. In 2007, Rupp was called to pastor a Baptist church in Idaho Falls. 2 years later, he became the pastor for River of Life. Around that time, he also became a reserve deputy for Bonneville County Sheriff's Office. His love and kinship with police officers led him to start the Cop Church. And though Cop Church is held in the same building as River of Life, Rupp says it's a completely separate denomination.
Our Cop Church is affiliated with the Christian and Missionary Alliance, which is a denomination that's been around for about 120, 130 years or so. We are a biblically based denomination that follows the Bible. So we adhere to the Bible as the sole authority for all things spiritual.
The core doctrine of Cop Church is really no different from many other Christian churches. The central theme is that salvation is a free gift given to all who believe in Jesus Christ. The focus of the worship service I attended was John 3. In John chapter 3, verse 5, it says, quote, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Boyle spent a few minutes discussing what this verse means, and he says one possible interpretation of that verse is baptism.
If that was the case, if we had to be born again by baptism, that would add something. The Bible says we're saved by faith through grace, and that is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And so that would mean that we have to do something in order to be born again.
Now, Rupp told me they do believe in baptism by immersion, not for salvation, but because of salvation.
So we identify with Christ through water baptism. There are some denominations that teach that you must be water baptized in order to be saved. Well, that's works-based salvation. We don't believe in that. We don't believe the Bible teaches a works-based salvation. We believe the Bible teaches a God-based salvation. God did all the work for us, and we're invited to into his family by faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Another core belief is the doctrine of the Trinity, the belief that there is one God manifested in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The church also teaches the inerrancy of Scripture.
The Bible, in the 66 books that we have, is the infallible Word of God as it was given in the original languages.
Since its formation, Copt Church has grown to include 25 to 30 faithful church attenders. The group meets the second Tuesday of every month, and the format of the meeting is what makes it particularly unique.
We were meeting from 7:30 to 8:30, and we had your regular worship service, if you will. We had a worship team lead us in music, and then we had a sermon. And now what we're going to do is more of an informal Bible study.
I attended the first church service with the Bible study format. Jason Krebsbach has been attending Copt Church since the beginning. He explained to me why they decided to change the format.
We were getting kind of the same group, but it wasn't expanding, it wasn't growing. And we realized that a lot of the people that would come to Copt Church already have their own church that they go to on a Sunday. And we figured what might be happening is that, you know, they go on Sunday, they don't want to come again to another service.
Krebsbach says the goal of the church is not to replace their family church, but to give Copts and anyone else who wants to attend the chance to hear the Word of God in a different way than they're getting on Sunday.
We're not expecting people to leave what they already believe. We just want to reinforce that and give them an opportunity to come together as a group of Copts and kind of hear the Word, you know, again from Pastor Tim, Pastor Gordon, two people who have had a career in law enforcement. That could maybe give the Word in a way that everybody would understand.
The reason they hold services on Tuesday is to make it more convenient for those who want to come, Rupp explains.
Some of the officers go to another church for their main church, if you will. And we have this church as an alternative church to come to on a Tuesday night where a lot of officers are working on Sundays and they're unable to attend their normal church, so they can come out on Tuesday and attend church on Tuesday.
Krebsbach first heard Rupp talk about the Copt Church concept during a Bible study several years ago. He was supportive of the idea and volunteered to help get it started. He says there is a unique sense of brotherhood among those who attend.
Police officers have a tendency to shield themselves. They don't always feel comfortable in big surroundings and areas where they're not other, you know, they don't know the people that are around. And we thought that having the opportunity for Copts to minister to Copts, that we understand where they're coming from, what they've been through, what they're doing. And we thought it would be a really easy situation where that bond would be there.
Krebsbach first moved to Idaho Falls 5 years ago after serving as a policeman in the U.S. Air Force for 25 years. About 5 years ago, Krebsbach was serving in Kuwait. An ATV accident injured his back and neck. And though the injuries did affect him physically, it wasn't too serious. But all the years of deployment, transferring from base to base with his family every few years in places all over the globe, dealing with high conflict situations and many other stresses that come with military life ultimately took its toll. He decided to retire so he could spend more time with his family.
I always wanted to be a police officer. The whole reason I went in the military was most police departments want you to be 21 before you can carry a gun and be a police officer. I was 18. I didn't want to flip burgers. So I said, if I go in the military, they'll give me a gun and I can do law enforcement work until I reach 21, and then I can be an officer on the outside. And I thought, being in the military, it's safe. Nobody, you know, there's a screening process to become a military member. So obviously there's not going to be the same amount of, or the same type of criminals. And it was an eye-opening experience when I first, you know, when I started working the streets, that people are people no matter where they're at.
Krebsbach's duties as a military policeman were similar to what you'd see any city cop do. He would do patrols and enforce the law on the base. But if he was ever deployed and there was a combat situation, his duties would shift into a security role, and his primary responsibility would become protecting the base from outside attackers. But even though his job was similar to a regular cop, Krebsbach says the types of crimes being committed on an Air Force base weren't always the same.
One of the biggest differences would be we don't deal with homicides. You know, if you get into the major crimes, then you have to look at, depends on where you're at, on who has the jurisdiction.
One of the most common crimes he saw were domestic disputes. And though he's a cop trained to resolve high conflict situations and deal with the aftermath, he says these kinds of situations still have an effect on you as a person.
It's very easy for law enforcement to get jaded. We don't see the best of the community all the time. You know, 80% of the community is great, 20% needs a little help, but what are we spending most of our time going towards? We're dealing with normally that 20%.
Now, during the cop church service I attended, there was an older man who walked in about 20 minutes after the meeting started. Pastor Boyle introduced him.
This is Danny. Danny was LAPD for a number of years, and we'd like to have him in our Bible studies. Not only is he a good Bible student, but he can curl your hair with some of the stories that he'd tell about the old days. And I think he's actually wearing that hat, the 77th Precinct.
Now that all eyes were focused on Danny, Danny proceeded to tell a little about the crime rate in Los Angeles when he was there as an officer more than 50 years ago.
In 68, we had 1,000 homicides.
Wow.
And they talk about, you know, Chicago and LA topped them all.
How many cops were there?
When I left, there were 10,000.
Danny was there for 10 years before finally leaving the department.
I did my life to the Lord, and he moved me.
Eastern Idaho is obviously nothing like Los Angeles when it comes to crime, but it certainly paints a picture of the types of situations law enforcement in any city may encounter. Knowing that, it makes sense that there would be a sense of brotherhood in a place like Cop Church. But I can also understand why most cops, when off duty, would prefer not to go out in public at all, much less church. The idea of faith or religion might seem like a lost cause to some cops, understandably, and there are some who have lost faith or simply choose not to practice. Early in his career, Krebsbach was one of those who didn't practice a faith or a religion at all.
I was brought up as a Catholic. Then my parents got divorced and we didn't go to church anymore and kind of didn't fell away. And then I was always kind of searching for something. I always had that knowledge that I was missing something. But it wasn't until I got married and had kids, I wanted my kids to know about God. That kind of led me to have a bigger relationship, which, you know, you start kind of small. It's not an aha moment. I started going to church, and then I started listening to pastors, and I started reading the Word, and it kind of snowballed from there.
Now, all of this happened gradually over the course of about 5 years. He was 22 when he got married. He's now 47. Krebsbach says he was saved in 2001. But before coming to the Lord, as he describes it, his coping mechanism for life was a lot different.
Before I became a Christian, I think most of the time I would self-medicate, drinking, not like no drugs or nothing, but, you know, drinking and doing things that to keep my mind off of that kind of stuff.
And after you started making church part of your life, what was your coping mechanism at that point?
I think your outlook is a little bit different because you get to see a lot of people think that there's no hope, that the world is just going in the trash can. And I think if you don't have that foundation and you don't know about God, it's very easy to see that. But the outcome is so much brighter. And knowing that and having that knowledge that, you know, when he returns, things are going to be, everything's going to be taken away and the world is going to be a complete different place. Having that understanding that we're all sinners, to what degree or what, it doesn't really matter. But if you put your faith in Jesus, he will change your life. I realize that there are people out there that are lost. And but there's hope for everybody. And that, I guess that's why the difference in the outlook.
In the beginning, the idea of Cop Church was to give cops a place to rub shoulders with other cops, feel a special connection with each other, and in the process, gain a closer relationship with Christ. For Krebsbach, that goal has proven to be a self-fulfilling prophecy on both counts.
Having that opportunity to meet with and fellowship with people who have the same beliefs, have been through the same thing, it's been really encouraging.
Krebsbach says stepping out of the military and leaving that behind was a big step to take. And attending Cop Church has reassured him that he still has a place where he belongs. 2.5 years after it started, Rupp says participation and attendance in Cop Church continues to grow. As the church continues to evolve, Rupp is hoping they can one day have their own venue outside River of Life, and even grow to include multiple Cop Church congregations. But whatever happens, Rupp is pleased with the direction it's going, and says it definitely serves a need in the community.
Most police officers come from middle-class families across America, and most middle-class families and police officers have a pretty good sense for people. They think people that are generally good people, because that's the way we're raised in America. And when they become police officers, they see the underbelly of society, and they see things that are shocking. The way people treat each other, they'll work the lower parts of town, if you will, and they'll see the drugs and the alcohol and the men beating their wives and so forth, and they'll get so disgruntled with that and seeing all humanity at its worst, if you will. Then they'll work the, quote, upper part of town, and they'll see the same thing behind closed doors. It's so easy to get down on humanity, become cynical, and then even question if God exists. And if God exists, why does he allow all this stuff to happen? So reaching out to police officers is important to remind them that, yes, God does exist and God does love us. And the evil in the world that God allows is because God is patient and kind and loving and wants all men to come to repentance. Judgment Day is coming and he will make all things right. But in the interim, before that Judgment Day comes, he's extended his love to us, that we can have salvation through Jesus Christ.
And for any cop or Christian who may be dealing with a personal faith crisis, Pastor Rupp has a message for you.
When I prepare my sermons and my studies, I prepare it with police officers in mind. Police officers look at the evidence. That's what they do. They make a call. They look at a case. They look at the evidence. They'll get there and they'll say, so-and-so did so-and-so wrong. Well, they just don't make an arrest because you say somebody did something. They have to evaluate the evidence and arrest based upon probable cause. And then for it to go to court and get a case, you have to make your case by a proof beyond reasonable doubt. I approach scripture the same way. You know, I just don't believe the Bible is true because mom and dad said it was true. I look at scripture and I look at the evidence, and the evidence points that scripture is true. We need to live by faith. Everything we do is by faith.
If you're a cop or someone who supports them, you're invited to come worship with them at River of Life Church at 525 South Boulevard in Idaho Falls. They meet the second Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. And by the way, if you'd like to learn more about Tim Rupp, he's written several books. His latest one is called Winning a Gunfight. It's available through Amazon. You can also visit copchurchif.org or Cop Church Idaho Falls on Facebook for more information. For EastIdahoNews.com, I'm Rhett Nelson, and this is Finding Faith.